AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. An investigation has started into the collision of an Air Canada jet with a fire truck on the tarmac at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
The pilot and co-pilot were killed. The impact severed the cockpit and hurled a flight attendant, still secured to her seat, far from the crash site. She survived. An air traffic controller can be heard on airport communications, frantically telling the fire truck to stop. Later, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he can't give specifics on what went wrong, deferring to the National Transportation Safety Board.
I did want to clarify, and I've heard the rumor that there was only one controller in the tower, and that's not accurate.
President Trump was asked what happened.
They made a mistake. It's a dangerous business. That's terrible.
One passenger said the plane hit turbulence on the descent to New York. Some were bleeding and credited the pilot's reflexes with saving lives. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump told reporters Iran wants to make a deal to end the war, claiming U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and his son-in-law Jared Kushner held talks Sunday with an Iranian leader. Iran has denied such talks were taking place.
All I'm saying is, we are in the throes of a real possibility of making a deal. And I think if I were a betting man, I'd bet for it. But again, I'm not guaranteeing anything. They want to make a deal very badly.
Trump said if a deal is reached, the U.S. would move to take Iran's enriched uranium, which is critical to its disputed nuclear program. Iran has refused these demands in the past, insisting it has the right to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The U.S. Defense Department says it will issue new press credentials but remove media offices from the Pentagon. The announcement comes after a judge sided with the New York Times in a lawsuit regarding limits on reporters' access to the building. A California civil jury has found Bill Cosby liable for drugging and sexually assaulting Donna Motzinger in 1972, awarding her nearly $60 million in damages.
Motzinger said in a lawsuit filed in 2023 that Cosby invited her to a show, gave her wine and pills. She says she later woke up at a home partly undressed and concluded that Cosby had drugged and raped her. Cosby's lawyers calls the claim speculation and say they plan to appeal. The verdict comes nearly 5 years after Cosby was freed from prison in a criminal case with similar allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.